At their meeting last week, council voted unanimously to sell 4.4 acres at St. Lawrence Business Park for the purpose of building a multi-sport complex. The land adjacent to the existing John Matchin soccer fields is being sold to Kingston Multisport Investment Group to build a 65,000-square-foot indoor facility. The proposed development consists of one full-size soccer field that can be divided into four mini-fields. Additionally, the facility will include a sports clinic, physiotherapy offices, changing rooms, a multi-purpose room, and a snack bar, among other amenities. This decision comes in the middle of ongoing discussions regarding the proposed soccer stadium at the Memorial Center, an issue that split the community earlier this winter and will be returning to council for a final decision in March. Local soccer coach and Kingston and District Sports Hall of Fame member Victor Mendez is one of the private investors behind the proposal and spoke to their vision before council.
This project was born of a discussion over a dire lack of local indoor facilities suitable for grass or turf sports during our Canadian late fall and winter months. To put things into perspective, there are probably about 2,000 to 2,500 youth hockey players in Kingston. They are serviced by 9 indoor ice pads and 16 outdoor rinks. All are run by the city except for Constantine at RMC. Several of the indoor rinks remain open in the summertime. A conservative estimate of youth soccer players in the city is about 7,500. This does not even take into account the other sports like ultimate frisbee, football, baseball, etc., played by youth and active young adults. During the fall and winter months, there are zero indoor turf facilities run by the city. We decided we should do our part to help rectify the situation by building a facility to give active Kingstonians access to playing their sport of choice year-round. Finally, our vision is to create a hub to bring our community together, unite our athletes by giving them a place to gather to help them achieve their full potential.
When asked by Councillor Lisa Osanek, Mendez estimated that the cost to rent the entire field would land around $1,000 an hour, with the option of renting sections of the field at a lower rate. Tim Scott, president of the Kingston United Soccer Club, also spoke before council in support of the proposal.
I can't say enough how enthusiastic we are to support the proposal to put an indoor multi-sport facility near Machin Park. It's absolutely essential for our club, for our programs. For the last few years, there's been a real shortage of indoor turf in Kingston. We've had to switch to using gyms, which is not ideal for soccer. And our high-performance teams that play in that provincial league have had to travel to Belleville.
Councillor Osanek had the following short comment on the proposal.
I am so overjoyed with this proposal for Highway 15.
Community engagement was conducted throughout fall 2024, including online and in-person opportunities. The last 37 pages of the 49-page report presented to council were filled with comments received from community members. Online engagement yielded 267 comments taking a stance, with 71% expressing support for the proposal, while 29% were against the proposal. Many of the concerns revolved around the loss of open green space and the selling of public land to private investors. The motion passed unanimously without further discussion amongst councillors. If all goes according to plan, Kingstonians can expect the facility to be up and running in late 2026. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.